from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Here we go with our number two. You are not mistaken. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 71 degrees outside. It's going to be hotter than Hades outside later, but right now, there's a little fall chill in the air. You may have noticed when you opened the windows and the doors this morning that perhaps the birds were singing a little more Disney-esque outside this AM. You may have noticed when you made your breakfast this morning that it smelled a little more flavorful and tasted a little better than it usually does. You may have noticed that your partner was in just a little bit of a better mood than usual. You may have noticed that just everything in the world is better today than it was yesterday. You may have noticed today that life is awesome. You're not wrong. No, you're not hallucinating. No, you are not under some sort of spell. No, you are not in any way, shape, or form cognitively compromised. No, friends. Today is football day in America. Week number one in the college football season gets underway. We've already had a quad box of games last Saturday. We've already had a big-time top 10 upset with FSU falling to Georgia Tech. We've already had a dark horse prove that maybe we were all wrong about him in SMU. We've already had a whole lot happen in just four games. And tonight we got like 20 games on tap taking place around America. Now, I will acknowledge that while the week one slate, in my ever so humble yet frequently correct opinion, is pretty good overall, I'm happy to acknowledge that tonight's contest, maybe not the most appealing, but I'm going to take all the competitive football I can get, and we've got four top 25 teams in action tonight. The NC State, don't turn your back on the Wolfpack. Fire up at 7 p.m. on the ACC Network when they host Western Carolina. The Mizzou Tigers out of the SEC, the number 11 team in the country, they're hosting something called a Murray State this evening. The number 22, Kansas Rock Chalk Jayhawks, are hosting, and I'm going to tell you for honest, I don't think I've ever heard of the Lindenwood Lions before. The Lions. I don't know who Lindenwood is. I don't know where Lindenwood comes from. I don't know anything about Lindenwood. Apparently, they're in the Ohio Valley Conference, the OVC. So I learned a thing today. But they're on the road at the Kansas City Jayhawks tonight. And then you got Southern Utah trying to make a name for themselves. Woo! Against the Utah Utes. Cam Phoenix Rising back under center in his 17th year of college football this evening. That's just the top 25 games. Those aren't the only games we got going on tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, there's plenty more to get into. And we will. A lot we need to talk about. Also coming up on the show today, I do have to apologize because I preemptively jumped the gun. Lulu Kessin is the new South Carolina Gamecock beat writer for the Greenville News. I got my dates wrong. I thought she was going to join us today for the first time. She is not. She is unable to today, obviously, as she gets set for week one of the South Carolina Gamecock football program season as they take on Old Dominion. The Monarchs coming to town this weekend. Shane Beamer had some thoughts and previewed the Monarchs a little bit yesterday. I'll give you some of his thoughts on this contest this weekend. But Lulu Kessin for the Greenville News will make her Rob Brown Show debut next Thursday at 8 a.m. when we talk Gamecock football, both a retroactive look at the ODU matchup and get you set for the next week's contest. That's coming up next week when Lulu Kessin joins us here on the show. We do have Rashad Beard coming by later on this beautiful day at 8:40. We got to talk a little NFL football. No, unfortunately, the NFL's week one is not this weekend. This weekend is all about the college game. But we're still going to bring Rashad in here because Tuesday was cut day across the National Football League. The Carolina Panthers went into yesterday, waiver day, with the number one waiver priority in the National Football League, and they added five players to the list that were cut by other teams. We'll talk to Rashad about the 53-man roster coming up at 8:40. At 9:20, it's Thursday, and you know what that means. Fight Club with the great one Lonzo coming up today, and it's going to be an interesting one because Fight Club rocks. We had an AEW pay-per-view this past weekend. We got to go over. We've got not one, but two WWE PLEs coming up this weekend. We're going to take a look up and down the card. And for those of you that have been waiting, have been hoping, have been dreaming about the day where Rob Brown goes up on the Nerf wall for the first time. No, is that not this week?
Well, I thought you were gonna see if you give away that you're not going on the wall this week.
Oh no. Okay, I'm saying we're setting up for the next one,
okay,
aren't we?
All right, yeah.
Yeah. For those of you, don't ruin. No, I wouldn't ruin the surprise.
It's too late now, and I probably ruined it.
Not necessarily. You know,
so, all right, Rob's not on the wall this week.
Oh, okay? I was gonna play it off.
Yeah, it's too late.
I'm a professional. It's never too late. I bail myself out of bad situations. I made a life out of it at this point.
But there are other people who are, or persons.
There sure are. Yeah. Coming up on Fight Club, we will transition from the last Nerf wall competition, a Nerf wall competition I once again did not lose, as I am the Bill Goldberg of the Nerf wall, to this week's PLA.
He didn't win, by the way. He just didn't lose.
Not losing is winning.
It is. You're right.
Not losing is winning. We will see if I can not lose again as we get set for the Bash in Berlin coming up on Sunday. We'll pick some matches for you in that one as well. That's all coming up later on throughout the course of the show. Coming up right now on the show is it is 7:07, and you are less than 53 minutes away from having a clock in, lock in, respond to those passive aggressive emails from the boss, and then take that first break to start talking sports. Well, you need this. It is the water cooler cheat sheet, the top three sports stories you need to know before you get to the office and start talking sports with your coworkers or whoever it is you'll spend the next, 8 to 9 hours of your day with. If you're going to do that, you need to know what's going on. So we present to you the water cooler cheat sheet. Let's get to it with item number one. Caitlin Clark is the prophecy. She is the prodigy. She is the real deal, and she proved it again last night. Another record in the books. Not yet. Right? Actually, not at all, because I just realized how long that clip is, so I'm not going to play it. Instead, I'm just going to tell you what happened. I'm going to tell you that last night, Caitlin Clark, in her 31st game as a member of the WNBA's Indiana Fever, set the record for the most three-pointers converted by a rookie. Her 85th three-pointer tickled the strings on its way through last night, giving her a lead over Ryan Howard of the Atlanta Dream, who held on to that record until last night. She did it during her Rookie of the Year campaign back in 2022. It took her 34 games to set the mark. It took Caitlin Clark just 31. In the win, an 84-80 victory over Connecticut, the first time the Fever have knocked off the Sun since 2021, Caitlin Clark was joined in the history books by teammate Kelsey Mitchell, who became the first Fever player to score 20-plus points in five consecutive games in that win. It also ended the 11-game losing streak that the Fever had to the Sun. It brings the Fever to within one game of 500. They are 15-16 after starting the season 1-8. They are 12-6 since June 10th. It is the third best mark in the WNBA over that stretch, trailing only a couple of championship contenders in New York and Minnesota. Indiana closing in on getting its first playoff berth since 2016. When it finished 17-17, the Fever are right there in that same range. The Sun fell to 22-8 after losing to Indiana for the first time since early July back in 2021. Clark finished the night with 19 points, 5 assists, and 5 boards. She became the first WNBA player to have 6 consecutive 15-5-5 games. It was her 10th game in a row with at least 15 points and 5 assists, tying Phoenix's Diana Taurasi back in 2010 for the longest such streak in league history. Clark's three-pointers gave her 88 on the season when the game reached triple zeros. It's the 31st game of the season, as we mentioned, outpacing Ryan Howard, who did it in 34. Clark has also previously set the WNBA record for rookie assist in a season this year a couple of weeks ago. Clark has been very, very good, is still selling out the arenas, and is continuing to etch her name in the history books of the WNBA. Let's get to item numero dos. Chris Sale earned win number 15 last night for the Atlanta Braves on his way to what will likely be a Cy Young season. 15-3 now is Chris Sale after a 6-inning, 6-hit, 1-run effort where he K'd 6 Minnesota Twins. The Bravos win another one. They finish the sweep over the Twinsies, 5-1 your final last night. A Jorge Soler solo shot in the first inning started off the scoring for the Atlanta Bravos, who collected 8 hits. 2 of them ended up belonging to Luke Williams, who got the nod at third base in replacement of the injured Austin Riley. Sean Murphy had a hit. Orlando Arcia had a hit. Matt Olson, Marcell Ozuna all had hits to join Soler as well. The Braves did strike out a dozen times in this contest, but suddenly, the lumber has started finding the leather. The Braves complete their first sweep in 2 months with the 3-game set over the Twins, and they build a little bit of momentum. Now they set up for what may be a pivotal moment in the season. That's against the Philadelphia Phillies. Why, you might ask? Well, the Bravos are on the road for 4 when they travel to the city of not so brotherly love to take on Philadelphia, and they do so 5 games back of the Philadelphia Phillies. They are 5 games back, meaning that if the Bravos can take 3 of the 4, they will be just a pair of games back from Philly in the division. I said 9 games. Hell, 6 games was probably too many with 28 games remaining in the regular season. However, if after a 4-game set, they can get this number down to 3, then I think it may still be realistic for the Braves to win the division again. If they can do no better than a split with Philly, I think that will pretty much lock them into a wild card spot. Will they catch the Padres or the Diamondbacks and improve their wild card slot from 3-2 or 2-1? I'm not quite ready to say that, though they do remain, again, 3 games back of the wild card teams above them. The good news is, as they hold on to today, the final wild card spot, the Braves are now back to now 13 games over 500, and the lead over the Mets for the final wild card spot has now improved to 4 games. The Mets 9 games back in the division, 4 games back of Atlanta after the Bravos finished off the sweep last night. The Braves 8-2 in their last 10, and as we mentioned, as far as the standings go in the hunt for the wild card, as it stands today, the Bravos now 2 games back of the Padres, 3 back of the Diamondbacks, but 4 games up on the Mets, 5.5 of the Cubbies, 6.5 up on the Giants, and 7 up on the Redbirds. Everybody else, the Reds, Pirates, Nats, Rockies, and Marlins, are double-digit games back of Atlanta for that final wild card spot. So to me, I'd like to stay in the back pocket of the Padres. But the only thing that matters at this point is outpace the Mets as the leather continues to heat up for the ATL. Let's get to item number 3. College football. Have I mentioned it yet? That college football starts tonight? Have I brought that up yet? That college football starts tonight? If I haven't, don't worry. It's item number 3 on the water cooler cheat sheet. We get it underway out in the Big Ten when Rutgers, noted Midwestern team, from New Jersey, Rutgers gets started at 6 tonight. They host Howard, the Howard Bison, coming into town on the Big Ten Network in Piscataway, New Jersey. Then at 7 p.m. on the ACC Network, Western Carolina is at number 24, NC State. On the ACC bonus page, North Carolina A&T travels to Wake Forest. Your 2017 national champions, the UCF Golden Knights, play at 7 p.m. against New Hampshire. That's on ESPN+. Couple of other games that may be of some interest this evening. Arkansas is at War Memorial in Little Rock tonight. They'll be hosting Arkansas Pine Bluff. That is at 7:30 p.m. The number 11 Missouri Tigers, as they try to make something happen in the SEC, will play on the SEC net at 8 p.m. hosting Murray State. Number 22, the Rock Chalk Jayhawk, host the Lindenwood Lions at 8 p.m. live from Kansas City, Kansas. That is on ESPN+. Then on Fox at 8 p.m. We get a matchup I find very interesting. North Carolina is at Minnesota, a pair of teams that like to consider themselves dark horse long shots in their respective conferences. One of them's eating an L out of the gate. That game's at 8 o'clock on Fox. North Dakota State at Colorado. Can Coach Prime turn the offseason around and get a win out of the gate? They host the FCS, but very talented North Dakota State Bison. That's at 8 o'clock on ESPN. The Coastal Carolina Chanticleers are at Jacksonville State down in Jacksonville, Alabama at 8 o'clock on the CBS Sports Net. And then we wrap it up this evening with our final ranked team in action. The number 12, Utah Utes, Yana, will square up with Southern Utah at 9 p.m. tonight. From Salt Lake City, that game will be on ESPN+ as well. College football gets started this evening, my friends. When we come back here in just a minute, you know, we've talked a lot of Clemson Tigers so far this week. What do you say we flip it up and we go the other direction? Let's head east over to Columbia, South Carolina, and talk about the Gamecocks and the Monarchs. It is east, right? Yeah, it's never eat sour wheat. Yeah, east. Southeast? Southeast. I'm going to say southeast. East-southeast.
It's more south than east.
So south-southeast. Anyway, we're getting on the interstate and we're going that way to Columbia, South Carolina. We'll talk some Gamecocks and Monarchs when we come back on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Quarterback pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
South Carolina opening up the season this Saturday at home. Hey, let me ask you a South Carolina fans question real quick. Somebody last night, I think it was Brad Crawford last night on X, said that South Carolina should open their season on Thursdays. Was that like a longstanding thing for the Gamecocks? Were y'all a play every opening Thursday team? I don't know. I probably should. I've been here long enough, but I don't know. Were y'all a play every Thursday to open the season team? Because Brad Crawford made it sound like you were, and he said that should be how it works. Columbia should be one of the sites that's open on a Thursday night. I'm going to tell you, I honestly kind of like that idea. I really do, because it's going to come across this way, and the Clemson message board's going to fire up here. Willie B at night is on par with any other stadium I've ever been to for a night game.
See, that's the thing. That's why you want to start college football season off with a team like South Carolina or any other team that looks really good at night.
Yeah.
I haven't been there since they put the LEDs in because I'm kind of busy on Saturdays. But I hear it's amazing, and I've seen it on TV, and it looks really cool.
It looks phenomenal on TV.
I mean, it was already cool before the LEDs, but with those, it looks awesome.
Yeah, and like a lot of schools are going to them, but like I've seen a couple of the schools that have put in the LED light displays, but if you don't have the environment around it, right, it's just flashing lights, but you put the environment around it that you can feel the stadium bouncing, and then you have the light show, and I think there's something to that. I think if I asked you, we're not going to stay here, I just wanted to bring it up because I saw that tweet last night, and I was curious about it. What if I asked you to name the stadiums, not rank them, just name them, what stadiums would you say are the best nighttime atmosphere? I think LSU's got to be on that list. I think South Carolina's going to be on that list. I think who else has to be on that list? And I'm talking where it's clearly better at nighttime. right? I don't think Ohio State goes on that list. I think Ohio State's night and day games, they both bring an environment. Penn State, Happy Valley. I think you can play a noon wideout game and it's got the same gas as it does if it's a 7 p.m. wideout kick. Willie B, in my experience, that I've been to 5 games so far since I moved here, I will say the same thing respectfully about Clemson. It is not a bad thing. It is fine. I think Clemson has the same gas in the daytime that it has in the nighttime. I think there's a little something special about nighttime in Willie B, or at least different than a day game. And I'll say the same thing about LSU. I'll say the same thing about Tallahassee. Day games in Tallahassee stink. The juice just ain't there in Tallahassee in the day. It's better at the night. The Swamp, same thing. Ben Hill Griffin Stadium in Gainesville, Florida, and I'm using these examples because I covered them both and I went to a lot of games at both when I did. Daytime Gainesville is a different breed of cat than nighttime Gainesville. Ben Hill Griffin, even when the Gators are bad, at night's a scary, scary, scary place to be. Daytime is not so much. I mean, it's still loud, but it ain't the same. John Dog says Virginia Tech at night hits different. I actually agree. Virginia, Enter Sandman at noon is one thing. Enter Sandman at 7:15 p.m., it hits different. I'm not going to disagree. I like that one, John Dog. Good take. Texas says, we played several Thursday night openers in a row when Spurrier was here. Okay. All right. I'll be straight with you. I wasn't here yet. I don't know is the answer. All right. And I'll say the mean thing now so the Clemson fans can get off me a little bit. You didn't really register all that much in Florida, right? You registered when Florida played you, but outside of that, not a whole lot. So I don't know, but I would agree.
I was going to say probably registered when Florida got beat by South Carolina.
That it did.
Maybe
that
registered when South Carolina beat Alabama.
That it definitely
yeah,
did.
Yeah,
that one caught some attention down on the airwaves in the Florida panhandle for sure. Texas said Wisconsin, and Camp Randall's that way too. I don't disagree. The Badgers got a little something special when the sun goes down. I don't disagree with that. Texas said South Carolina can take the L on a Thursday or a Saturday. Don't matter to me. Yeah, I get that. I like that text. All right. Disappointing year last year for the Gamecocks.
Do that text, or do you have your flag up now, or are you just going to wait till after Georgia beats you? I'm just curious.
I tell you, if Georgia's missing, we're going to come back to this one because I do think it's important. Here's a question I'm going to ask later in the show. If Georgia does not suspend ETN for game number one, if they go, yeah, he's going to be suspended, but we kind of really need him this weekend, so we're going to suspend him, but not this weekend. What's the reaction? And it does bring up another conversation that I want to have because of a texter that sent me a text about the Deion thing earlier. Does public perception of your school, is that something you care about? Like, do you care about it? Because I know a lot of fan bases do, and I'm starting to get the impression a lot of fan bases maybe don't. So I want to talk about that because I think that could be something that bites curb if ETN plays this weekend. We'll talk about that coming up in a little while. Gamecocks have Kentucky and then LSU in weeks 2 and 3. They're jumping just about headfirst into a rough slate of games, including two out of the three first opponents being SEC, including a roadie thrown in there. You got it. I think you got to play really well against Old Dominion on Saturday.
This is the best time to jump into the SEC, though, doing it early where people don't know. You got a brand new quarterback, got a bunch of brand new players, don't know how they're going to be. And so you might be able to catch, should be Kentucky, you might be able to catch LSU early.
It's interesting because LSU's got a kind of a similar problem that South Carolina has, and that problem is, you got talent, but you just don't know what it's going to look like yet, right? Like, you don't know. Like, we've seen a little bit of Lenora Sellers. We ain't seen Lenora Sellers as QB1. What's that going to look like? LSU has got a whole heck of a lot of new guys that are coming in, including Nussmeier's first year as QB1. Kind of a similar situation to Lenora Sellers' first season as QB1. I actually agree with that, great one. But I think that it needs to begin with a domination of Old Dominion. And here's the fun thing about the Monarchs. The Monarchs have a little bit of talent. that again, it's not top flight, top notch SEC talent, but it's that kind of talent that it's kind of like Shador and Travis Sanders were before they got to Colorado. It's got the potential to be very annoying. It's got the potential to maybe cause a couple of plays that could jump at you, and I would be real interested to see how the Gamecocks are prepped for that. I'd be real interested to see how the Gamecocks prepare for Old Dominion. I was taking a little bit of time last night to familiarize myself a little bit with the Monarchs, a team that is a team that's real interesting to me, a team that last year was 6-7 out of the Sun Belt. But a team that's also got some returning talent on defense, including a young man that South Carolina fans are going to hear his name called a lot this year. Jason Henderson is a 6'1", 227-pound senior linebacker that was the leading tackler last year for the Monarchs. And a dude that I think is going to cause some problems for you offensively. You got Grant Wilson, a returning starter at quarterback last year. A little stability. This team averaged 24 points per game behind him last year. Now, the problem is they were not great across the offensive line. They do return a couple of guys now, a senior and a junior, both at the left tackle and left guard spot in Santana Saunders and Stephon DuBose Burns. These are two names you're going to see a lot, and they protect the blind side of Grant Wilson. That is a big, big deal. However, the run game, probably going to be weak. Devin Roche returns as the running back last year. Not a lot of experience last year for Roche. This is a dude who rushed just 32 times for 184 yards as a freshman, but they do bring in some transfer guys, including a couple of FBS players. Virginia Tech transfer Bryce Duke, Rutgers transfer Aaron Young will both spell Roche when he needs it at the running back position last year. So I'm intrigued. On the offensive line, they had a couple of guys transfer out and up to the FBS level. Defensively, for the Old Dominion Monarchs, they bring back some talent. We mentioned Jason Henderson. That is a guy who picked up multiple first-team All-American honors last season, is going to do the same this year. Led the country, Lonzo, averaging 14 tackles a game. That's ridiculous, dude.
That's either not bad or he has nobody else on the team.
Had a total of 19 and a half tackles for a loss, including 4.5 sacks last year. Now, he did have a knee injury in the regular season finale, missed spring camp this year, did recover by fall camp. He will be back and should be good this year. But they did have to replace all 5 starters in the secondary and basically had, according to reports, kind of a mix and match approach to this, right? Which means this for me. The secondary for the Monarchs is beatable. But you're going to have to adapt on the fly because they're going to throw a lot of different looks at you. I would suspect you're going to see a lot of different coverages, a lot of different coverage styles. I'd suspect that on any given drive, you will rarely see the same coverage twice in a row. On any given drive, you'll probably see some man and some zone. You'll see some single high and some three deep. You'll see some nickel, some dime, and some set. I don't know what that is going to look like. I do know what I'm going to need to see is Lenoris Sellers show me that he can read a defense. I'm not just talking about go out there and be uber athletic and out athlete them. I'm talking about diagnose. I'm talking about analyzing, and I'm talking about executing. Because if this is a game, especially with the wide receiver core looking the way it does for the Gamecocks this year, if this is a game that this South Carolina team is thinking that they are going to come out and they are just going to out-talent Old Dominion, the answer is they absolutely should be able to. Talent-wise on paper, they are better. There ain't no doubt about that. But if you come out with the intent and explicit purpose of just out-athleting ODU, they've got enough different looks, and they've got enough specifically defensive talent that they can maybe slow you down in the first half. And if you ain't pulled away or pulling away at halftime, it could be a very frustrating day, and I think you have to start off hot. We'll talk more about this game later in the show. Rob Lonzo and you, the Rob Brown Show, is on the Fan Upstate. So this isn't what I was going to do here today, but you know what? The Rob Brown Show is nothing if not adaptable, because champions, they adapt, they evolve, and that's what we do here on the show. We got a text during the break there that said, Rob, without looking, can you tell me which ACC and SEC teams have home openers tonight? Exactly. Opening your season on Thursday night is big chump energy. And that's kind of interesting to me. The answer is yes, I can, but that's only because I'm a giant dork and I've been looking at the football schedule for Thursday night for like 6 weeks now. NC State's playing tonight. Wake Forest is playing tonight. Mizzou is playing tonight. Arkansas is playing tonight. So like, yes, I can, but I also acknowledge that I'm a hardcore. I'm not a casual. All right. How many casuals know who's playing tonight? That might be a different conversation. But I have a question here. Recruiting is the lifeblood of college football. Is it not? Yes, I know it is. You don't have to answer. It is rhetorical. I would also go one step further and say, is visibility is a big part of recruiting, right? Like, let's call it what it is. Kids these days, get off my lawn. Kids these days care about visibility. Don't they want to know that they're going to get the opportunity to play on national television, especially the ones that have big NFL dreams, the ones that have hopes of playing on Sunday sometimes down the line. But even if you don't, especially in the NIL era, visibility is the brand and brand is visibility, right? We all talk about how brand has become kind of a buzzword in today's modern culture and society. And it is. It is. Having a brand is not a big deal. It is the big deal, right? When I got here in this job, and it was 17 years ago that I arrived in this job. When I got here, one of the things that I was told I was going to be responsible for was building the brand of the Rob Brown Show and elevating the brand of the Fan Upstate. Because brand is everything. Well, brand comes with visibility. That is why, for those of you that have asked, Rob Brown, why do you have, how many jobs do I have now, Alonzo? You're the official job tracker of the Rob Brown Show.
I don't want to speak negative because you've lost a couple.
Ouch, but true. Say we're down to 63, I think, 62. That's not entirely true because I am now the number one fill-in host on the BetQL network. I get called for every available opportunity to host on that network as well. So,
which if you count each show as a separate job, that's
186. Between You Better You Bet and Bet MGM Tonight and all the weekend shows and all that. I get asked to do Sundays and Saturday mornings and Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday nights this week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday afternoons last week. Yes, we'll count that as a number of jobs. Let's say I'm working on jobs number 80, 81, and 82. The point here is, I get asked all the time. I have had this conversation with the fiancé multiple times because it's not just the jobs. For instance, 9 o'clock tonight while I'm watching football, I'm jumping on a local pod. By the way, if you host a local pod, I'll come on your pod. Just holler at me and tell me you want me on the pod and win. I don't care if you have a pod with 5 viewers or 5,000. I'll come on your show. I don't care. All right. I like talking sports with the people. So this evening, I'm on the Welcome Home pod. Little South Carolina-based pod. Any of y'all running a Clemson pod you want me on? I'll do yours too, all right? I am what they call in the business an attention. An attention.
I had to turn it down.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah. I know. I blew it earlier. That's on me. I will do any pod you want. So this evening, 9 o'clock p.m., I'll be sitting down while I'm watching football to record an episode with the boys of the Welcome Home podcast. Looking very much forward to that. When I do, we'll talk a little bit anything, everything college football. We're doing all over the map. But the point is, the reason I do these things is number one, because I do like talking sports. But number two, because visibility is brand. Brand is visibility, right? People can only learn about the Rob Brown Show if the Rob Brown Show is in their eyeballs and ear holes somewhere, someplace, sometime, somehow. That's why you'll find me at Swamp Rabbit Games out on the ice with the microphone. That's why you'll see me at Greenville Triumph Games wearing a jersey with my name across the back playing the drum in the front of the supporter section. That's why you'll find me at Greenville Drive Games with this jersey bang that I'm wearing right now with my name on the back of it. Because while I am an attention beep, at the same time, I don't know. That word's not radio friendly, is it? I don't know. It doesn't matter. I got the beep button. I'm going to use it.
I would rather you not.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I feel like it's more, regardless of if it isn't, it's more Lonzo radio and friendly. And he's got the yellow button over there that allows me and not allows me to say things.
Is it yellow? I don't know.
Like chartreuse? Khaki?
No, it's yellow.
I'm going with yellow. Point here is,
it's the color of dump.
Isn't that brown?
It has some brownish qualities to it. It also depends on what you had the day before.
It's also fair. It's also fair. Point here is, that's how branding works. You got to get the product in front of the people. So I'm kind of thinking here. The more that I've thought about it during the break and after that text, the more I'm thinking maybe a Thursday night opener actually is a good idea, and here is why. What is, if you were a college football program, the best, the number one way to get your product in front of eyeballs? Television, right? Television. Well, guess what's happening this Saturday, 2 days away. On Saturday, go look at the Saturday slate. Y'all, it is chock-a-block full. We do have some Friday night games, by the way. Number 16, Oklahoma's playing on Friday. Duke is hosting Elon. Wisconsin is at Camp Randall against Western Michigan. Stanford, TCU do battle out in California. But the Saturday slate, it's busy, man. We open up at noon with Clemson and Georgia. That's a top 15 matchup. We got Penn State at West Virginia. That's an upset alert game for one Rob Brown. And then basically every other top 10, top 15, top 20, top 25 team play. Ohio State plays at 3:30. So does Texas. So does Miami at Florida. So does Nebraska. Watch out for the Fighting Matt Rules, wearing the Husker Red block N, and those games go all day long. It's a ridiculous slate. So how, oh pray tell, do you get your team in front of the most eyeballs? You do what LSU and USC are doing, and you play a game on Sunday, the only game taking place on Sunday at 7:30 p.m. out there in Las Vegas. You play on Monday. The only teams playing on Monday, Boston College, is at Florida State down in Tallahassee, Florida, at 7:30 p.m. next Monday. The only game happening, which means if you're a football fan and you care, you're watching those games. You're getting the product on TV. Y'all, can I tell you one thing South Carolina does absolutely have going for them? Your environment is top notch. Honestly, I would put the environment, I'm not going to say crowd size, because you're not packing a buck 10 into Willie B like they are at the Shoe at the Big House, right? But in terms of environment, as somebody who's been there a number of times since I got here, both daytime and nighttime, in terms of environment, your nighttime environment is top notch. I would list it amongst any of the FBS college nighttime game experiences. Lonzo said playing on Thursdays is kind of like an admission that you are a what did you phrase it as? I don't want to misquote you here.
I don't remember. That was at least 5 minutes ago. The middle of the road team.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're not.
You're a second class football team.
Yeah. These teams may be ranked now in the preseason poll. I'm not so sure they'll be ranked by the middle of the season.
For the record, I'm very confident both Utah and NC State will, but we can circle back around to that. All right. The point here is if on Saturday, right? Like if on Saturday you were looking at South Carolina taking on Old Dominion, that's at 4:15. That's at 4:15. You're going to be up against the end of the Florida-Miami game. I'm watching that game instead. I'm very, very sorry. You're going to be up against a lot of other teams that are playing slightly earlier than you. Ohio State is probably getting more attention. Texas is probably getting more attention. You're not doing anything there. I don't see how playing a 3:30 game on a Saturday, and again, I know not everything about the schedule is up to you, but I believe the non-conference games are, playing that game at 3:30 on a Saturday doesn't help you. You know what would help you? If you were playing tonight, even if it is Old Dominion this evening, if you were playing tonight at, let's just say, 7 p.m., you're up against West Carolina, NC State. I'm going to tell you, outside of the ACC, as much as I'm trying to tell you, watch out, don't turn your back on the Wolfpack, because Dave Doran's got the best NC State team he's ever had there, and that's an NC State team that did beat Clemson last year, please recall. outside of that game, what other game at 7 p.m. would get more attention on the product, at least in terms of environment? UCF? Probably not. Arkansas, Pine Bluff at Arkansas? Maybe. But you got an hour heads up on Mizzou, an hour heads up on Kansas, an hour heads up on North Carolina, Minnesota. If nothing else, you get the first hour of that game on TV, and that's when your environment is at its best. I'm looking at this great one from a different angle. I'm looking at this from the standpoint of selling and promoting the brand. And if the brand right now is being built on the back of culture and environment, which I think I'm guessing here. We both think the best thing Shane Beamer's brought to South Carolina thus far is culture and environment, fostering an atmosphere of belief that has got the Gamecock fans excited even after a disappointing year. I want that on display. I want the lights and the energy and the environment and the cockabooses and the, please don't do the train thing again. The train thing's not good. Bring back the uncaging of cocky. But I want all that on TV because that is the selling point to bring talent to Columbia, South Carolina, why not take advantage of it?
You know, I agree with all that, but you know what the selling point should be? Wins.
I mean, yeah, but like one of those precedes the other, right? Like one of those precedes the other. Getting talent precedes wins. You got to do one before you can do the other. And if there are some kids out there that are talented and looking for exposure, because that's what branding is. It's all about exposure. You're looking for all of that. And you're looking for that NIL bag, which, let's be real, South Carolina's doing a great job with the NIL bag right now, right? Doing a pretty, I'll say, really good job. Maybe not great. They ain't Oregon. But a really good job with the NIL bag. You put all that on display and you get that to be the conversation. Now your brand is being pimped. Now your brand's being discussed and talked about and promoted. And you've got an electrifying atmosphere on TV to sell it. I honestly think Brad Crawford's got a good idea there. If I'm South Carolina, I'm moving my opening night game to Thursday night, maybe even Friday night, but on a nighttime where the nighttime energy gets put on full display to the nation, I think that gets you attention. And I think right now, more than anything else, that's what South Carolina needs. You just lost another receiver to the transfer portal who decided to come to your school, spend 2 months, and then go back to Louisville. Louisville. You can't let Louisville outpull you, man. Put your product on display, and nighttime gas at Willie B is your product. Texture says, great nighttime environment. As of right now, we have zero nighttime games, still some TBD. You'll catch some, but this should be one. This should absolutely be one. You know what else has excitement, adrenaline, exhilaration? Lonzo Sports Flash.
Yeah, I've got adrenaline in my soul, by the way.
Whoa!
The Atlanta Braves finished off a three-game sweep of the Minnesota Twins with a 5-1 win on the road last night. The win was Chris Sale's 15th of the year. Atlanta is now 6-1 dating back to August 23rd. Within five games of Philadelphia in the division and four full games over New York in the wildcard race. One day after Cincinnati Bengals coach Zach Taylor said wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase would play in week one, he walked those comments back, saying he spoke too quickly to three-time Pro Bowler practice early this week, but missed yesterday's full practice, leaving the field in street clothes. Chase is seeking a new contract with 2 years remaining on his current deal. I'm sure that had nothing to do with why he left in street clothes. Tune in tomorrow night at 7 p.m. as the Burns Rebels head to Irmo to take on the Yellow Jackets. It's Burns versus Irmo right here on your home for Burns Rebels football. The Fan, Upstate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precision precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.